notary out here anymore, but we found one for
awesome.
you.
Well, I had just posted this because I thought if I need to, I will have someone meet me here tonight. Okay, I call the meeting to order. All right,
yes.
Of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation still under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
If you have comments and you're going to stay here, this is not the time. So is there anybody who wants to comment now? All right. So we have approval of the minutes. Yes. Approval of the minutes for October 15th, 2020. Anybody?
Motion to approve.
Is that Celia?
Yeah.
I don't remember any of this. It was so long ago.
I know. I know. I read it one day.
Second.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Now we have approval of the agenda for February 11th. I am going to suggest that we move number one up to the beginning so that we can elect the chair right at the beginning of the meeting. So we have a motion on that.
So somebody has an application in who will be here next month, but isn't here yet. So can we table it so that he's available to be included in the voting, or do we have to?
You guys don't ask me these difficult questions. Come on. Do we have somebody that wants to be vice chair and could run the meeting today? Did you guys talk about that?
We did not talk about that.
How about we wait on the chair
okay.
till next month? Well, if it's
I think
well,
it's no, the other way around.
He can't be chair.
Yeah, Mike can't be chair.
Yeah,
he would be
vice chair. But vice chair can't. He can be.
Yeah. Okay, so does anybody have a question?
Yeah.
Anyone?
Yeah. Hello?
Oh, yeah,
oh, okay. So,
we're going to jump on to the beginning?
Yeah, well.
You got a feeling?
Yeah.
Okay, so, anybody need to approve the agenda?
Yes.
Anybody?
Second.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. So now we will start the meeting with number one from General Bickman to elect the chair and vice chair. Does anybody have a motion to recommend someone for chair and or vice chair?
I would like to recommend Celia.
For chair.
For chair.
Okay.
Does anybody want
right? So we have a motion for Celia for chair. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Is that all four?
Hi.
Okay. Do we have a motion for someone for vice chair?
Dean.
We have a motion for Dean for chair, for vice chair. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, Celia, take it over.
All right. So then we are on the approval, no.
No, informational items.
Yeah, we are going to approve this. All right, so informational items. So first one is to receive a report from the Indian Springs Library on upcoming activities and events. So that's our Jet here.
Jet, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
Good.
Hi, everyone. My name is Jet. I'm the library associate for the Indian Springs Library. Just have a few updates for you all. We did close for a little bit in December, but we are back and open, and we are back to full service. As of right now, we are still at 25% capacity. We believe that we're going to be moving to 50% capacity soon. Not that we've ever really had any issues with the capacity, but wanted to let you know we are all here, so please stop by, come and visit. For anybody who does not want to actually come in, we are still offering curbside service. If you're in a rush, you got all the kids in the car, you don't want to unload them, give us a phone call. We're more than happy to run things out for you. While everything was closed, we actually did get our 3D printer. It is up and running.
Ooh.
We have probably 12 different colors, so anything you want printed, we can do, as long as the job is under 4 hours. I won't know what timeframe it is on your piece until you send it to me. If you're interested, stop by the library. I will definitely get you my card and walk you through just the basics of finding an object to print. And we can talk about all the little details that go into that. We have printed all sorts of items. We've printed useful items. We've printed mask inserts. So being up here and talking and having this mask insert keeps me from sucking in a mask while I'm talking to you. We print some fun things. We've got people who really like action figures, and they've printed out these little details that they can add on to their piece. I think there's a SpongeBob piece that might be coming into my email later on today. So just about anything that you can think of that you want printed, we're more than happy to print for you. We are looking forward to doing classes and tutorials soon. As soon as the library district lets me start holding in-person classes, we're going to start that. But if you're curious about it now, go ahead and stop in. Julie and I will be more than happy to talk you through everything. We are doing weekly take and make crafts now. We are actually, right now we have a Valentine's Day craft. We are offering those until Saturday. You're more than welcome to stop by for you, for your kids, for your next door neighbor. You can pick up a bag, you can pick up a few bags. We're more than happy to get those to you. Every Tuesday we are going to have a new craft. So next week is Mardi Gras. We'll have a Mardi Gras craft for you at that point. The other thing that I want to mention, because I don't see anybody from Parks and Rec here, Parks and Rec was working with the Culinary Academy of Las Vegas. They had a pickup last Wednesday. They are having another pop-up this upcoming Wednesday from 9 to 11. And so let your friends, neighbors know. If they don't have a car and they don't have somebody who can pick up for them, have them call us. We do have the informational sheet from the Culinary of Las Vegas. So, any questions?
Thank you.
Thanks, Jet.
It is Spring Volunteer Fire.
Hello, everybody. My name is Zakaya Pinkerton, Assistant Chief for the Indian Springs Fire Department. We've had a little bit more fire calls earlier this year than normal. One was out there in Cactus Springs, another one here locally in town. And then the normal run-of-the-mill calls after that. But one thing I definitely want to bring up is if your structure just so happens to go up, please get a safe distance away. Do not try and protect whatever property I know is valuable to you. I completely understand, but just please get a safe distance away. The one incident, the person ended up with burns. I tried to save their valuables and stuff, and ended up in at the hospital with pretty significant burns. So if you guys could just please get to a safe distance away, and not trying to, if it's bigger than that, then you can't get out with the fire extinguisher. Just please move a safe distance. And on that note, if you are interested in the extinguisher class, there are some online courses and some tips to provide for you for fire extinguishers and the classes and what to use them for. The fire department doesn't hold the fire extinguisher classes itself, but you guys can go and take a look at it. But be very careful with the fire that grows and takes over your property. And do you guys have any questions?
Where can we get an application? I know someone who wants to, who's interested in joining.
You know what? I wish I had a business card. I don't get those very often.
What's your phone number?
Yeah, you can just have them get a hold of me, and then
what's your phone number?
It's 702-908-6955. If anybody else that wants to get a hold of me, 702-908-6955. So yeah, we'll get that going. And let's see, we had a couple other applicants recently, resident-wise, so looking forward to them getting on board. We all know it's a long process, so it might be the end of the year before they're fully on board. But
is that Lucas and Chris?
Those are two, and then we have another one, Jason.
Well, that's good.
Have you had airmen be volunteer firefighters before?
Yes.
So I've been with our new commissioner, and I've got in touch with someone who, I'm not exactly sure what he does, he's very involved with Treats. And when I mentioned to him how volunteer firefighters are always these people, his eyes lit up, and he said, we have people that want to do that. So I'm going to put him in touch with you and see what we can do about that.
Okay. Very good.
Yeah.
That will definitely help us out a lot. So, all right. Any further questions, concerns, anything you want to bring to the fire department? No? Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thanks,
thank you. Clay. All right. Metro.
Thank you.
Hello everyone, I'm Matt Marlowe, Las Vegas Metro Police. I don't have a whole lot to report. We spent a lot of our time up on Mount Charleston. It's been a circus up there. The town's been pretty quiet from what I can tell. Spent a lot of time here today in the last couple of days. We have some time. Is there any major concerns that I can address or my guys can address here? Wow. Doing a good job then. or you gave up on me, one of the two. Well, that's good. If you don't have my phone number, I'll give it to you now. I put that up just about every meeting to everyone. 702-289-5650. Now, that number it's my cell phone, and you're welcome to call or text anytime. What I would ask is if it's an emergency, if it's something that's going on right now that needs to be addressed, please call 911. Especially this crime of violence or something that just doesn't look right, feel free to call 911. 311, you'll sit on hold for a couple hours. I'll probably get back to you before 311 will. So if it's something that can wait, you can call or text me. If it's something that's just like an ongoing issue that can be addressed in a timely fashion, call or text me. If it's something that needs to be dealt with now, please call 911 so that the dispatcher, the call takers can get all the details and my guys can come prepared to deal with whatever's going on. With that,
Matt, has anything lightened up, which probably a stupid question, but anything lightened up as far as group gatherings and events and things of that nature that you and I have talked about before that, you know, pretty much you guys are on hold?
Still the same.
Yeah.
I think the governor spoke today, if you guys heard. I think he's going to move bars and so forth to 35%,
next on Monday.
From Monday?
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe May 50%. So that may lighten up some of the stuff for us, Matt, in the near future. As far as Monday goes, that doesn't really affect us, so I think we're still on the same kind of... We're probably looking more like May.
Okay.
For any improved activity for us.
Thanks, Matt, because we still want to do what we had talked about in the past. We need to honor you guys as first responders. We haven't forgotten about that. We still plan on doing that.
Oh, you haven't. I appreciate you. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Matt.
And Nevada Highway Patrol is not here. Air Force Base is Clark County Parks and Rec.
And they told me they were good.
Oh. And I don't see High Desert Seniors. Anybody? No.
Is that me?
And
where's everybody else? Happy. All right. So I meant to say this earlier, but welcome, Dean. Thank you for joining the board. We appreciate that. So we have a new commissioner, in case you didn't know. Commissioner Ross Miller is our new commissioner. You may have his name may be familiar to you. He was our Secretary of State for the state of Nevada for 8 years.
And if any of you have been here for a long time, his dad was our governor, Bob Miller, for many years. So he's familiar with the state and the county. He comes from managing the whole state. So this is a little bit smaller than he's used to. So he definitely hit the ground running, and we're going to be bringing up here to meet everybody pretty soon. So development projects, I'm sure most of you know that the project that we talked about at our last meeting, the new subdivision was approved. And I don't know if any of you watched the meeting. At that time, Commissioner Brown talked a lot about it, and just so you all know, it was not a simple decision for him. So he weighed a lot of options and looked at a lot of things.
Is that the one that these guys approved or suggested to not approve?
Right. So I think I just want you all to know, because I think it feels bad when that thing happens. I know. We all feel bad when someone doesn't do what we want them to do. But just because it was approved doesn't mean he didn't hear you and hear your concerns. So one of the big ones I know that has been talked about here and had been talked about on Facebook was about city people coming in and not knowing that there's animals around or not knowing that they're moving into a rural community. So one of the conditions was that there's going to be a standalone disclosure statement to all buyers. That means it won't be lumped in with that whole 35-page packet of the ownership papers. It's a standalone document. Notifying them that there is property in the surrounding area that is allowed to have livestock and other animals which may cause noise and odor. So we've done this in other places, and that means that people coming in, they still may not like it, but they will have signs saying that they understand that it's there and was there before them. Mm-hmm. So, and we run into that in town too, you know, especially up in the Northwest where people move in where it's been ranchy forever and suddenly they don't like the smell of horse poop. So that's a big one to have that on every single house. Every person has to sign that document. Public Works went with low-level street lighting at the entrance, just like Beezer, so that the entrance at least is safe for walking and driving. No internal street lights. And those are the only real things. We looked at the Beezer conditions and kind of mimicked those. So I don't have a date when they're going to start moving forward that. I think they were doing some studies, some soil studies, and as I know more about it, I will let you know. They will have to come back. I don't think they had a tentative map this last time. I think it was a zone change. So they'll probably have to come back with a tentative map. So it won't be the last time you see
sidewalks and all that kind of stuff in the new development that we have.
I think it was no offsites. Internally, they can choose to have sidewalks or not. Externally, no. It's going to be the rural street standards just like you have in the rest of the community.
But not in the new, it won't be the bullet, but not in the new development. Like the two new developments have sidewalks and all that
internal
kind of thing. Well, yeah, I mean the one sidewalk is external. Would that be considered external because it goes down McFarland?
But that's not True Living, the new one, the one that took over the
Touchstone.
Touchstone.
Oh,
it took over the old development. So those were existing, right?
Mm-hmm.
On McFarland.
The sidewalk.
Yeah, the sidewalk.
Yeah.
So the two new ones, these are this one, they did the rural street standards, so there's no sidewalk.
External.
Yeah, internally, I don't know if they will or not. I'll have to look at the plans. Okie dokie.
So Megan, there's no results of the water retention basin study?
Not yet. I have to, I'm waiting on them. You know, those things take time.
Because it was recommended by planning to go back to them with that before they moved ahead.
Let me see. I don't think it was made a condition.
If I may say, that was Larry's last comment.
A recommendation that it would come to them with the study before they move forward.
You know what? I'll follow up on that.
That was our big hurrah.
Yeah, let me go back and relook at the meeting, because I don't remember if it was just a recommendation or if it was an actual condition.
I don't know which way it went.
It was not a condition, it was a recommendation.
Okay, so then it wouldn't be on here. So, no, they have not gotten back to me that, but I will follow up on that.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Megan, what is the Beezer Home project up off of Sky?
That is not a project. A lot of times when a developer takes over land, they may have to add fill, take down fill, mm-hmm. to make it flat.
So it's a rough cut.
It's rough grading, and they need someplace to put dirt. You know, you can't just pile it up on site because you've got your building on the site. So they have a grading permit on that site just to place dirt from one site to the other. That's solely what it is. They're flat.
Okay, so it's just fill removal.
Yes.
They've been taking it to level the one on Boulder.
Yeah, they just take the dirt to that site and spread it evenly. So that's all it is.
Okay.
I know they have their permits. They have their dust permits.
Yeah, I saw all that. Yeah.
So, yeah. I know at first when I saw the sign was on Twitter on Facebook, I thought, what the hell?
That's what I thought.
What are they doing, you know?
Right.
And then I was like, okay. I know Beezer would not... I can tell you, Beezer's not going to just go start building a subdivision without approvals. I mean, there's no way. So, yeah, that's exactly what it is. And it's not unusual.
Okay.
Yes.
It's kind of unusual for this town to be used to that going on without knowing what's going on. But I know if they're excavating it out of there, as well as they'll level it off when they're done. But we had to buy 500 loads of dirt to move in to get our building up to elevation. So they're using that dirt down the whole land to build up. And they'll leave it level with the boulders and stuff. They'll put it in the ground.
Dirt is part of business. It's expensive to buy.
And it'll be left off.
Mm-hmm.
I said we're going to have a nice riding arena once we...
Okay.
Maybe.
Yeah. When I ask a question about that on Sky, they're moving a lot of dirt with those 14-wheelers.
Right.
And they're coming down Greta and go on at Clarence. You know, and I understand that they've got to move the dirt and meet big semis to come in at different times, but those are pretty heavy and they're tearing up the road. Are they going to fix the road after they get down mm-hmm. the dirt?
If they tear up the road, we'll report that to Public Works and
it's already
okay. You know what? I'll come and check that out.
One guy left his belly jump open, and the whole side of his farm down the lane was full of dirt.
Gosh.
It was a mess. Boulders, all kinds of. My husband said that guy should have been fired on the spot, leaving that belly dump open like that.
Well, yeah, that's just...
Yeah.
And is it credit is getting torn up?
Just as they turn on to McFarland from Greta, they got those trucks got to swing clear out into the dirt and come back on the pavement, and when you're coming down McFarland, it's like a washboard. And I know they have to do it, but if they can fix it afterwards.
Yeah. And I know Beezer wants to be a good neighbor out here, so I will approach it with them also and let them know.
Megan?
Yeah.
I have photos for you.
Okay, great. If you send them to me, that'd be great. All right. And in the future, I love that you give me that information here, but you can always email or text me that information so that we don't have to wait a month in between. So feel free to always contact me, but you can come here and tell me too. So,
Megan,
yes.
Can you provide an address for people that may not have it here?
My email address is Megan, and it's spelled weird, so you won't forget it. Meggan. It's on every agenda. I am really, somebody sent me a letter and they think they're holding me and I thought, and they know where I live too. So I am super easy to get a hold of. My email address is on every agenda, it's on our website. I usually just say, if I am putting something out to the community on Facebook, I usually put it right on there. So please reach out to me any way you want. And if you don't hear back from me in a couple days, reach out to me again. I have so much on my plate now, especially with the new commissioner. So I always want to handle every complaint the second I get or every question, and I'm just only one person. So I'll apologize in advance for late reply. All right, and my phone number if anybody wants to write down. Oh, it's on the agenda. Mm-hmm. You have an agenda on there. So, and I have that forwarded. That is my desk phone. I have that forwarded to my cell phone. So there's
probably not getting many times, but you won't get me. Okay. And unless I'm home with COVID, which I had at the beginning of the year, and I did not answer calls during COVID, just so you know, during when I had COVID. All right. Speed limit signs. I put in a request with Public Works, and of course, they can't just put in speed limit signs. They have to study it. So it's on our list of places to come out and study to see if they can add
speed limit signs. On McFarland, the only sign is right next to the dollar store.
Mm-hmm.
If someone parks there with a truck or a motorhome,
nobody
sees it.
So they'll be coming out, if we're on the list. They get tons of those requests, so we're on the list. I had put out a couple weeks ago about COVID vaccine clinic. I have been told that in order to have a clinic, we have to have 100 people. And I cannot get 100 people in this clinic. And I apologize. I want to make it happen. I am going to look. I'm going to talk to Silver Rider, Southern Nevada Transit Coalition. I'm on their board, so I think I have a little pull to see if, let me ask you guys if you think you'd be interested, if they could take a little bus ride and come down to Sandy Valley where we have gotten enough people to have it. So I'll put that on Facebook and see, and contact the people that have contacted me. They may not want to ride 2 hours to get a vaccine, but you're not going to have to wait in line.
They only need 100 people to come out?
But it has to be 100 over 70, or first responders, or teachers.
Yeah.
I know. If we could offer it just to the town, we'd have 100 in a second. But Boulder City was giving shots to people that were 65 and older, and they advertised it, and they got in trouble big time with it because that is not where we are. We are 70 and older. So I want to make this happen for you guys. But right now, I have a list. I think I have 17 people on my list. I can't even fudge 100. I mean, I can't even pretend that that's 100. So I will see what I can do about getting some transportation, or at the very least, transportation to Centennial High School, where they're going to have a strike team. That just occurred to me as I'm talking. That's probably a better idea. I was thinking of getting my numbers up to Sandy Valley so we can get, because I'm at like 87 in Sandy Valley. So Mount Charleston, they're going to be going down to Centennial. So as soon as that strike team opens, I will work with Silver Rider and see if we do shuttles down there. So I'm glad I thought of that. You can see you guys just helped me with my talking. Okay, and I want to introduce Stephanie Sibley. She is Commissioner Miller came in, and I'm the only staff member left from the old regime. So Stephanie's new with us, and it's fantastic to have her on board. We have a great new team that is really excited to get started and serve the community. So Stephanie decided to come with me tonight to see what it's like. So this is your first time.
What do you do, Stephanie?
I'm a community service specialist, so I'll do like outreach and initiatives. I'm in touch with all the constituents that would email or have requests to fix it. So.
She does a little bit of everything. My right hand, she does a lot of stuff. And I'm glad you brought up Fix It there, and I should have put this on the agenda. There is we have a new program called Fix It Clark County. And if you ever tried to use Clark Connect, it was awful. Fix It Clark County is really cool. I tested it out myself because I heard it was cool. It's very cool. You can go on, if you're at the site, say we'll use a pothole for example, if you're there, you can take a picture, send it right to Clark County, it'll geolocate where you are. You can also look on a map and see what things have been called in within the community. You get a response right away. That's why I tested it, because I want to see, is this for real? And they do, they send you an email, they let you know the progress, and they let you know what's been taken care of. So
is it fixitclarkcounty.com?
It's, go on, and I was not prepared, I'm sorry. It's, go on our main website, and I think at the top, all the way on the right, is, I think it says Fix It Clark County.
Yeah.
Right on.
And it is a really cool program. It's used, I think, in Boston, other big cities, and even just to look around, it's really interesting to see where people have called stuff in, complaints in, so. I will bring more information, and you know what, I'll put it on the Facebook page too, more information about that, because you can tell me about pothole, and I'll call and get it taken care of, but this, you're in communication with the people that are processing the thing, so it's a very cool program. So if there's things that come in through Fix It that come to the commissioner's office, Stephanie handles them and delegates them and would respond to questions.
And or I'll have a call of one in front of your dad's house.
I know, I'm literally so just thinking.
I took pictures of that today.
Also, when people email the commissioner or the district mailbox, we call it, just general district C, Stephanie's one handles all this. So she gets a lot of, we get a lot of interesting emails, I have to tell you. Yeah.
Can she communicate with NDOT for you and our other outsources that we need?
That's my job. So I need to do it, but if I'm super busy, I may reel her in to do things with me. Sorry.
Well, I have a request that NDOT clean up our access road in front of the post office and Family Dollar. And Big Boys now has pee jugs out front by the stop signs, so it's starting to accumulate from the truck drivers. Yeah. It's nasty.
Is this a usual thing?
Yeah, it's nasty.
That's disgusting. There's a 24-hour gas station right there, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
What am I missing?
They toss hours? It out at the stop sign before they head on down the road.
Ugh, okay.
Yeah, it's gross.
All right. I don't know what to do about that.
That's for something like that.
I agree. They should just put a big dumpster there, Gil.
I mean, that's toxic waste. Spreading COVID.
Things like that, those are still mine to do.
Okay.
But if somebody were to email the district mailbox, then Stephanie might handle it. But yeah, we're a team, and Commissioner Miller is big on working as a team, and it's exciting to have a really strong team moving forward. So I will tell you just about tossing the pee out of the I was listening to a podcast yesterday on my way to my meeting last night, and someone on this podcast had been a witness to the crime or whatever, and she said, common sense doesn't grow in everyone's garden. And I think that is going to be, that is my new thing. So I just thought it was very funny. So that is all I had on my list for updates. Does anybody have any questions for me?
Yes. Afternoon.
Just another request for just the pavement. I know we talked about it a little bit already, with McFarland and the trucks, but pavement all really around the whole town. The sky is pretty bad.
Public Works does a thing where they come out and rate roads. They have a rating system. So I will ask them when the last time they were out. They were out, and then what the ratings were.
We've got to be a F minus.
Yeah.
I have to tell come you, on. I think that too. Like in Sandy Valley, going out to Sandy Valley is a terrible road too. Have you driven on East Russell lately? Mm-hmm. It is awful. So I think you know.
Don't care about East Russell.
No, I'm just saying. I know, but we drive East Russell. But I thought, oh my God, what is going on here? So
I know.
When I see a road like that, I think I don't have it so bad. So I will find out what their scores are out here and what the plan is, because they have a plan based on the rating when it's due for resurfacing, when it's due for maintenance and stuff. So I will definitely check.
Well, we had the oil seal done, I don't know, three, four, 5 years ago, and that makes the bumps prettier.
You hear me, Matt?
No.
I said the worse the roads get, the slower people have to drive.
I love that.
It's like their own speed bumps out there.
When you go 20, it's not as bumpy.
No, it's when you go 40, it's not as bumpy.
Okay, yes.
Just have a question for you.
Yeah.
Last meeting, we mentioned people dumping up there and shooting and shooting up there, and it's like 3 days later, signs came up.
I know. That was me.
Oh, okay, great.
I came out and put the signs on myself.
Damn, that was good, Megan.
No, I wish. No, I have a great working relationship with BLM, okay. And I know BLM gets a bad name, and if you can talk to the individual people, they're really all great people that are just doing a job.
BLM is one to others, it's something else.
I know. And let me tell you, that whole first thing started happening with Black Lives Matter, I thought, what is BLM doing? BLM is our land management. Right. So anyway, yeah, I was like, what? I'm confused. Which doesn't take much. But yeah, I work with some really great people at BLM, and they were right on it. And they were supposed to send me pictures of them so I could share it with everybody.
I have them for you, and I'll send them.
Oh, okay. And so they did. I would have loved to share those earlier, but they didn't send them to me.
Well, one issue is they're nice little signs about the size of this, and it's plastic. They're already put holes in it.
And that's the problem with signs.
I know.
And so I don't know if it's better to not put a sign so that you don't have a target, or put a sign that maybe some people see. I don't know what the answer is.
Where is this shooting occurring?
I thought you was up on Old Bend.
Oh, there's no shooting out there?
No. It's about the dumping is what it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
what it's about.
Trash still up there. Trash still up there. It still looks like...
I know.
But the minute you get around our IS Mountain, really it should be around the perimeter of all of Indian Springs, because it's Indian Springers that are doing the littering, okay? Once you get around the back of the IS Mountain, it's a junkyard, you know? So it's a shame.
And I don't know what the answer is, and if one of you has an answer, I would love to try it, because this is something that is common to all communities, and nobody has an answer. I don't know. People are just...
But our large dump pickups working out better, I think, to our favor. They have to pick it up every other week.
They have been doing that all along.
They've always had that dump.
We just pointed it out.
Jamie, the big problem.
Okay.
The big problem with a lot of the, because we go out there and we shoot and we see a lot of trash. Number one, Las Vegas has figured out that they can come out here and shoot for nothing.
Yes.
First of all, that's a problem because we see it. As a matter of fact, my husband and my dad went to shoot the other day, and there was some guy stark naked picking up grass somewhere behind, stark naked, behind the dump. Stark naked, yes. And I have to admit that my husband and my dad.
So he had brass balls and picking up brass.
So I'm embarrassed to say.
Sorry,
that,
Ma.
Okay. Right. So Matt, I want you to put some clothes on next time. But also, there, you know, it's gotten to the point where no matter what little spot you go to as a local, there are people from Las Vegas.
Yes.
Parked in those spaces, and they do not pick up their stuff. So it is people from Las Vegas that are leaving their TVs and all their crap.
Refrigerators, washers, dryers, full of holes.
Anything that they can pull out there to shoot, they leave them there. They don't pick them up, they leave them. And then additionally, it's shrubbery. It's people trimming trees. And if you drive around back there, you'll see that. It's people...
Yeah.
Who don't have a place to dump, because the large dump is one thing, but if you can't put large tree branches and things like that, they don't pick that stuff up, and we don't have the dump that we...
They will pick it up.
No, they won't.
You have to bundle it.
You'd have to like cut
it's
it up
be
and bundle
bundled.
It up.
It has to
like
be
small bundles.
You have to cut it up and tie it.
Well, then
that's something I correct.
If there's things they're not picking up that they should. So
but it says what they pick up. It's not
they have gun
that
mode.
There are slightly different rules in the rural areas. So let me investigate.
Because that's part of the problem. It's these large things that people used to put in the community cleanup dumps, and we don't have access to that anymore.
What's with the dump down here by Pastor Glenn's house on Fisher Lane and Stephanie Street? In front of where the school is, there's a chain link in area that they keep adding couches and...
On Sky and Fisher.
Oh, that's one too. That's another location.
Oh, yeah.
Fisher Lane and Greta Sky is another location where they've had them out for months and they haven't picked them up. But it's Fisher Lane and Stephanie.
Yeah, if we got out of this building and walked straight north, we'd walk right into it.
That is a great fix at Clark County.
Put it in there that it's trash, and that request will go to code enforcement. It goes periodically, but they keep storing it up in there until they can fill up a dumpster.
Is it on private property? Is it their yard?
No, it's open. Like you can, if you drive down Fisher on the other side right here, it's not open. It used to be houses there. But the houses got torn down now.
But does somebody own the lot? Because if it's their lot and their dumpster and they're putting garbage there till the garbage may come, what are they gonna do?
But not what?
They only come every 2 weeks for bulk, so I mean.
That dumpster has to belong to someone.
Yeah, they don't leave dumpsters around for free. I can't get them.
What's Bobby's, Wyatt's great uncle's name?
The Malloy family.
I think it's right there by Thomas's house.
Oh, on the other side of Tom's.
Castor land, right across from Mitchell.
I don't know if Tom pays for it or not.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if he pays for it, but it's right by his house.
Well, I don't know the town.
No, that's not his. That's not Tommy's.
So this is honestly a great thing for the Fixer Clark County, is because you could go by there and click a picture and it's gonna know where it is.
Is it an app?
Yeah, you could do it as an app, you could do it on the website. It's a very cool thing. So that's a perfect use for it. So that you don't have to explain to me and then me not know where it is.
Good.
You go right by, take a picture, drop a pin, and send it in. So, and then it'll go right to public, to code enforcement. And the other thing is, you can do it anonymously. And I know myself living in a small town too, sometimes you don't want your neighbor to know that you're the one that called me. You can do it anonymously. But if it's something that the inspector coming out may not be able to see, putting your name on it is very helpful because, and you can make it so it's not visible to the public, because if they have more questions and they need to follow up, if they can contact you, it really helps. And if there's a fence and they are able to see over the fence from your property, you can help with that. So I know it's tempting to be anonymous all the time, but sometimes it is useful to be able to help with cases. And if it gets prosecuted, you need to, that it's very helpful for prosecution. So, anything else?
Cool.
Okay. The next couple items we need to.
Okay.
So next we have the calendar. I think
that's... Well, it's planning and zoning, but there is none.
Oh my gosh, I forgot. The apartments were approved to go through November 22, 2022. And they are, from what I talked to them, they are getting ready to start. I know we've been hearing that for years, but they have a new investor partner, and I think they're about ready to go. So exciting. So sorry for that.
Oh yeah.
All right. So the calendar is that next? Yeah. So our calendar for next year, we rarely have holidays that are the same time as our meetings. But this year, in November, it's Veterans Day. So
that is not a holiday for the county. So I would suggest that we cancel that one.
If there were to be something pressing that we needed to do, we could call a special call the week before, the week after, to hear that item. So I'll need a motion on that. What you guys? Oh, also, this is your opportunity to change the time. If anybody besides me is struggling with time, or if you wanted to go to quarterly meetings every other month, the only thing we can't change is the date. It has to be Thursdays. So.
Do we want to change the times, or how does everybody feel about the times? I know we changed it in the last few years. We've kind of bumped it up a little bit.
Yeah, the whole time I've been here it's been 6:30. I'm good with 6:30.
I like 6:30.
Good with that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm good with 6:30.
Everybody good with 6:30?
6:30 is good.
Yeah.
Monthly. Keep it monthly?
Okay.
All right, so we have a motion? Sorry, so you're supposed to ask.
Motion. Oh, yeah, we have a motion. Well, she's disco. That's fine. We have a motion. Anyway.
Second.
Okay.
Motion.
Amen.
Yep. Awesome. Could you and the last item is the bylaws. I emailed them to you, a lot of emails to you. So the same thing for their boilerplate, because they're saying for all town boards. If there was something we felt strongly about changing, contact me and we'll talk to the DA about it, but it's pretty routine stuff. And that's it.
We didn't get any written comments? No comments emailed to you? I was excited to see how that worked out.
Oh, no. We've gotten some questions from people about meeting in person and whether we could do a virtual option.
We have tried, just so you know, we have tried multiple different virtual options. Even the Board of County Commissioners that has all the AV equipment at their disposal, it just does not work well, especially when people are presenting items. And for open meeting law, it just doesn't work well. So.
Nor does it work well for our children.
It's not good. There are some ways for public meetings like this where you have interaction, it just really doesn't work. So if there is somebody that has health concerns and doesn't want to come to the meeting, please let them know that they can email me. If there's an agenda, they can email me and I can share their comments. Or if it's not something for me, just have them email me. Sometimes it's not something like that without even needing to do it. So.
And if you guys know people that want to do that, you can bring your phone and FaceTime them.
Yeah.
That's what I was doing.
You're welcome to bring your phone, but no one's going to kick you out. Nope. No one's going to turn off your phone.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Well, they have like a party here. All right.
So. Thank you, Megan.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right, so comments by the general public. A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board, council's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments won't be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. If applicable, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board council wishes to extend the length of presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board council by a majority vote. So, any comments?
Okay. All right.
All right. So, motion to adjourn. And the next meeting is March 11th.
Yes, ma'am.
See y'all next month.
Adjourned. Thank you.